This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A female Thor. Bum, bum. Just what we need. A female heroine. Yeah, here's what they announced. Marvel said a host of other movie projects at Comic-Con including the long-awaited Black Widow, Eternals, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and a reboot of Blade with Oscar winner Mahershala Ali taking over the Wesley Snipes role. The new slate of films place greater emphasis on superheroes who are female and people of color, bringing fresh excitement to a Marvel world still adapting the life after Iron Man and the OG Avengers. Yeah, talked about this the other day. James Bond, the new 007, is going to be a black woman. It was going to be a black man for a while, and that was controversial. Why? Yeah, it's going to be Idris Alba. I think that's his name. Idris Alba or something like that. Very good actor, by the way. I love the guy as an actor. And he's also an amateur martial artist. Likes to get into the UFC, into the octagon, and do some grappling and stuff. So, man after my own heart. Idris Alba, isn't that his name? Anyway, so they decided to go with a black female because that's going to give it some spice. And I don't, you know, I wouldn't say mixed emotions. What cracked me up was, okay, you're going to redo? What all are you going to redo? You got Superman is now they made Supergirl. They got. Who else? There was a couple of these that have become women. I was like, when are they going to make Wonder Man? And, Catman. I guess they got Batman. But I'm saying, Catwoman, why not Catman? Wonder Woman, why not Wonder Man? I know we got Superman, but Superman and Wonder Man can be two different, completely different beings. What is the fascination with Hollywood with saying, let's take all these male superheroes. There are female superheroes. There are more than I've even mentioned. I don't know who they are, but I don't know any. I could name you the Flash. Wasn't one of the Fantastic Four a girl, if I'm not mistaken? Pretty sure that's the case. Superheroes are not limited to just men. And for the record, why is it that Marvel, a.k.a. Hollyweird, has to take existing characters, like a Superman, make him gay, or the Green Lantern, make him gay, or Supergirl, make her a lesbian, or whatever? Why can't they just come up with new characters? Are we out of ideas? Look, here's how I would do it. Go to the thesaurus, thesaurus.com. Put in super. If it says fantastic, stupendous, tremendous, then call him Tremendous Man or Tremendous Woman. Right? This dismantling of manhood is cracking me up. Did you guys see the story? Manholes. You can't say manholes anymore. Here's this story. Manholes. There will be no manholes in Berkeley, California. City workers will drop into maintenance holes instead. Well, I hate to break it to them, but man is still in maintenance. You can't spell maintenance without man. Berkeley leaders voted unanimously this week to replace about 40 gender-specific words in the city code with gender-neutral terms. An effort to be, here it comes, more inclusive. Now, I talked earlier, Colorado State University wants to be more inclusive. How are they going to do this? They're going to drop America and Americans from the lexicon. Call them U.S. or whatever, but don't call them Americans, because you do that, and then it's not inclusive of the Canadians and the Mexicans. You see, we're all one big North America. Maybe we should just be Middle America. Middle Earth. Yeah, so what else do they say here? Man forbidden, Berkeley adopts gender neutral in city code. Yeah, nothing will be man-made in the liberal city, but human-made. Students at the University of California, Berkeley will join collegiate Greek system residences rather than fraternities and sororities. Manpower will become human effort or workforce, while masculine and feminine pronouns like she, her, he, and him will be replaced by they and them. California Governor Gavin Newsom's wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, changed a Sacramento political tradition by adopting the unofficial title of first person instead of first lady, saying it was more inclusive. Well, it may be. First lady's more descriptive. I'm just saying, if I can play devil's advocate. So, look, I don't have daughters. I have sons. But I've had significant others, all females. And I never thought of it diminishing them if I said, let's use some manpower. When we say, let's put some manpower in it, women didn't sit down. When the pickup got stuck, and ours got stuck quite often because there'd be some really heavy rains, and there were men and women there, and we had to push it out. It wasn't just guys pushing. It was women, too. What about horsepower? Can we say that anymore? I guess I want to illustrate here, folks, is the level of ridiculous. And, again, I'm going to defer. I don't have any daughters. I've never thought about the world through the eyes of women in that sense. I've never thought about the world that introspectively to say, I wonder if saying manpower diminishes women. I would venture to tell you, if I thought that small, there are many things I could look at in terms of black and white, and I'd say, you know, that term diminishes black folks. I don't know. Maybe I would find out that those terms actually elevate blacks. I don't know. Maybe there are terms that elevate women. I'm being honest with you. I'm thinking out loud. I know there are terms that are involving women, like sisterhood. And what about Rich Housewives? Are they going to get rid of those shows? Is it even okay to be a housewife? Is housewife gender fluid, where it can mean husband or wife?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I reported the other day that Lion King had made like $23 million day one. I think it's up to $85 million or something like that. Maybe it's more. Here's what I'll tell you about Lion King. It'll have to make $500 million to be successful. It's been hyped beyond belief. And you know, I told you a friend of mine who went to see it and was all excited about it, and I said, the politics of it all took her kids, and I said, you know, don't you, you know, I wouldn't go see it, because it's like, oh, well, my kids want to see it. Okay, fine, but don't come complaining to me about Hollywood. Staunch conservative, by the way. Don't come complaining to me about Hollywood when you go take your kid to see The Lion King, and it's got all these, it's laced with leftists, Beyonce and all them. I'm not giving a nickel to The Lion King. I saw it on Broadway, and I saw it, the cartoon version, and I was cool with that, because I didn't have to look at the actors that are in it. Anyway, lots to talk about. I want to talk about some tweets. I want to go over some tweets, because people are very, very bright in their tweets. Jack Murphy tweeted this. Kirsten Gillibrand raised $2.3 million, spent $4.2 million. Beto O'Rourke. Raised $3.6 million, spent $5.3 million. Cory Booker. Raised $4.5 million, spent $5.3 million. Tells you exactly how the Dems will be using our tax money. Yep, it does tell you that, Jack. Another thing it tells you is three people who will be out of the presidential running very soon. Trying to survive. Talked about Kirsten Gillibrand earlier in the broadcast because she is single-handedly responsible for Al Franken no longer being a senator. I think she should be applauded for that. Would be my campaign pledge. You know, my platform. I got rid of Al Franken. But now she's catching some heck about it, right? Because the big donors are going, you sacrificed one of your own. And why'd you do it, Kirsten? Because she wanted to further the cause of the Me Too movement. She wanted to further the cause of women. I told you guys, Democrats are fighting internally. How many men really want to support a party that is all about women? Hey, let me ask you. Do you think the Republicans have any problem between the men and the women in the party? Oh, I know. Conservative women are like, look, we want our fair share and all that, but conservative women are willing to earn it. They're not going to complain because they chose the wrong career and make less money than a man. Do you see any type of infighting with conservative women the way you do with the leftist women? Any? Of course you don't. Representative Jim Jordan, a friend of mine, said this. Inspector General Horowitz is a professional. He's conducting a crucial investigation into the FBI and DOJ misconduct, but Adam Schiff said his investigation is tainted. What's got Schiff worried? Maybe we'll talk about it later in the broadcast. There's a new discovery about James Comey in this whole scenario. Yeah, maybe Comey had this undercover witch hunt going outside of the one that he supposedly, was involved with Donald Trump. I know that may be confusing, but I'll straighten it out in a bit. The president tweeted this. This one was pretty shocking. The report of Iran capturing CIA spies is totally false. Zero truth. Just more lies and propaganda, like their shot down drone put out by a religious regime that is badly failing and has no idea what to do. The economy is dead and will get much worse. Iran is in a total mess. Now, I'll tell you guys, I was supposed to go fly over meet with a group of Iranian expatriates in Albania, but I had to do an event in Colorado. And I would have had to fly all night. I would have been exhausted. The event was literally, I'd hit the ground and go do the event. And I was coming home the next day. And I just said, you know what? I'm too old for this. Not to go all Danny Glover and Lethal Weapon on you. But I was too old to do it. I'm like, I ain't flying around for that. But it was a successful event. And this Iran situation is going to heat up. Iran are doing what Kim Jong-un used to do, saber-rattling all the time, trying to get the attention of the world, and Donald Trump just summarized it. Economy and triage, we're not done with them, blah, blah, blah. And it is a direct result of Trump's policies that Iran is struggling mightily. Again, conservatives, congratulate yourselves. Barack Obama was taking the number one sponsor of terror, gave them money and credibility. And Donald Trump says, I'm going to make you spend every dime of that money, and you're going to watch your economy go into the crapper. I'm going to ruin your credibility. I'm going to stop you from having any real friends in the world, and then we'll see what shakes out of it. Leadership. I've been talking about it all day. Democrats don't have any idea what it's about. Julio Gonzalez, tax reform expert, tweeted this. To defend our country was once called patriotism. Now it's called racism. Did I mention that guy's name? Julio Gonzalez. See, what I want you to understand, folks, is there are people in this country of all colors who get what's happening. They understand the game that's being played on us, whether it's Latinos or blacks. When the Tea Party community launches the lawsuit against the city of Philadelphia, which technically it's been launched because we just asked for discovery. They denied some of it, but gave us a critical piece. So now we're about to launch the lawsuit looking for plaintiffs in the city of Philadelphia who have been arrested, incarcerated for various offenses where we have documented evidence of them letting illegals out. It is going to be an ugly, ugly lawsuit against the city of Philadelphia that we will take to the next group of people. I want you to understand that the Tea Party community is not the crap that Jenny Beth Martin built. It is an organization with teeth that has its own social media site to back it up. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. You ask for answers. You ask for results. I give you results. I feel like strutting right now. Yep. I'm going to prove to you and anybody else that the leftists are the racists. The people running the city of Philadelphia are Democrats, mostly black Democrats. They are incarcerating black folks at disproportionate numbers compared to the national average. And then they have the nerve to let illegal citizens go free where blacks are in prison. Stew on that for a bit. I'd love to know your thoughts. So what did Randy Savage tweet? Just want to do some tweets. We have time? It says, funny how AOC went from daily solo headliner to backup bass player for the squad. I bet her narcissistic butt is already 3 wine bottles deep tonight coping with that. Great quote. AOC wants to be in the front, but now she's been surpassed by 2 Muslim women. Let's see how that plays out.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, House Minority Leader from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, hopes it's all over.
I hope yesterday was a historic day. I hope the failure of what they saw, what they thought they would actually try, is the final chapter of this book that they have put us through, the American public, on this Mueller investigation.
Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate are split over supporting a budget deal that will raise the debt. The deal is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but on the Senate side, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, sounds like a no.
No, not likely.
Look,
because you don't have to be Euclid to understand the math here. We are Thelma and Louise headed toward the cliff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now, the president did have a call with GOP leaders Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anthony Weiner moved back in with his lovey-dovey, Huma Abedin. Yep, this goes to show you that leftist women love their metrosexual pansies no matter what. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What woman do you know who would take Anthony Weiner? Does it matter what he did? I mean, would you even select Anthony Weiner? I'm not going to be mad at you if that type of guy is your type. Even if you're a conservative woman, I'm not going to be mad at you. To each his own, as they say. But here's what I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you the majority, overwhelming majority, in the 95 plus percentile of conservative women say, not only would I never have dated Anthony Weiner, a doggone Skippy wouldn't have taken him back. 844-551-8255. Look, ladies, there's a lot of you to listen to the show. Would you take Anthony Weiner back? Would you pick him? Again, I'm not mad at you if you say, yeah, I mean, Kevin, oh, he's not that bad. Okay, fine. Look, to me, he looks like a walking phallic symbol. I'm just putting it out there. That's what he looks like to me. I mean, he's the dude that we just all would look at and go, he's got no shot. Okay? But would you take him back if twice he was sexting with underage girls? Not once, twice. Would you take him back? I don't think most women would. But let me know. I'm curious. The 54-year-old was seen rolling boxes and designer garment bags into Hillary Clinton's aide's home over the weekend. Weiner never lived in the lower Manhattan apartment where Huma moved with their 7-year-old son, Jordan, soon after the disgraced politician went to prison. She waited on Weiner to get out of prison and then lets him move back. Now, look, kids are involved. Little 7-year-old Jordan, I understand. People get a little more sentimental when Chirins is involved. But I still ask conservative women, would you take Anthony Weiner back? Even if you had a child with him or Chirins, would you? I still stand by my theory that most conservative women would not. Abedin, they say, had filed for divorce the day after Weiner entered his guilty plea for sexting a 15-year-old girl, May 17 of 2017, but withdrew her request in January and decided to settle it privately. They said, it's not clear where Weiner had been staying since leaving a Bronx halfway house in May after spending 21 months in custody for illicit contact with a minor. So let me just say something here about illicit contact with minors and leftists and taking people back and all that. Look, if you're the type of person that can forgive and forget, God bless you. If Huma Abedin says, look, I have a baby by this man, and whatever, okay, fine. I'm not going to be mad at her for that. She picked him. She fell in love with him. You know, maybe he was Carlos Danger in the bedroom. I don't know. But I know most people would be like, man, I don't care. It's kind of like a dude. There are some women, it doesn't matter how pretty they look. It doesn't matter how great they are in the sack, avoid them. I mean, from a personality perspective, it doesn't matter. She could look like Halle Berry and, you know, put it on you like Stormy Daniels, okay? Stay away. Stay away! Because ain't no good coming out of it. You end up on Snapped, deader than disco. There's some people you just avoid. I think Anthony Weiner's one of those types, man. He's a dude that you just go, I don't care what. Anthony could be, have Epstein's bank account and perform like a Chippendale, and I would say, stay away! Don't bother with that boy. Oh, man. What else we got? So, remember the other day we talked about Bernie Sanders and the minimum wage. This dude has gotten destroyed over this. So, to catch some people up that maybe have been under a rock and don't know, Bernie Sanders has been paying his staffers like $11 an hour. Yeah. A small amount of money. And I don't know what it amounted to, but the number of hours they put in, they weren't even making this $15 an hour minimum wage. So Bernie says, we're going to change things. We're going to pay our staffers the money to make them a minimum wage. Now, then we may have to cut some hours. So they have to cut them back. Staffers are going to get cut back from working 50, 60 hours a week to only working 35, 40, 43. I think they said 43 was the max. Make it work. So here the Democrats kill themselves, shoot themselves in the foot. Got good people out there willing to do the job. Nope. So anyway, Bernie has been getting crucified over this. Now, before we even get into this, let me just explain to you. The $15 an hour minimum wage didn't work. It blew up in Seattle. That's where everybody, some Muslim woman says, we need to pay people $15 an hour. So she made it mandatory in Seattle. Minimum wage workers, here I'm reading this, in Seattle, after celebrating their pay increase to $15 an hour, may be wondering what hit them. Recently released study shows a modest increase in weekly earnings as a result of minimum wage increase to $11 an hour, eventually climbing to $15 by 2020. But study shows that these workers are working fewer hours, and many of them have, you want to guess? Lost their jobs. Investor Business Daily, at the time, explained the logic. New study from a group of economists who were commissioned by the city of Seattle to look at the minimum wage hike. In comments, they sounded as if they came straight out of Econ 101 text. The Post concluded that increasing the minimum wage increases the cost of hiring workers. As a result, employers must accept reduced margins or customers must pay steeper prices. If employers cannot stay in business while paying off their staff, they will either have fewer people or give their workers fewer hours. As a result, even if the wages per hour increase, workers' total earnings could decline. A guy by the name of Kobayashi, he owns a restaurant called Kobayashi, which features Japanese rolls, bowls, burgers, and buns. He says, we employ 45 people in three locations. More than 80 of them are hourly. he says, which puts me, or 80% rather, or hourly, which puts me right smack in the middle of the current debate over minimum wage. The debate is raging in New York, where the governor is committed to raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour as soon as he can. It's currently $9 in New York, which is ahead of the federal minimum, which was $7.25. He says, I understand the emotional appeal of such a move, and like most entrepreneurs, I have no problem paying employees as much as the business can afford. My partners feel the same way, but $15 an hour becomes our entry-level wage. There will be consequences. We will have to make significant changes, blah, blah, blah. Jobs will be lost. And guess what? Jobs were lost. Guess what's happening with Bernie Sanders? He's cut back the hours. There's no mystery to this stuff. There's nothing mystical, nothing that you need a swami or a guru to tell you. Businesses have a certain amount of profit. And let me tell you, I don't know if you run a business, but you don't work for yourself. You work for the government. You have a partner that comes in and effectively wants half of your profits. Oh, yeah. They want half your profits. So you're going to operate, pay people, pay expenses, pay operating costs, etc., and whatever's left over without the government putting a nickel's worth of financial effort in, zero physical effort, they want their part. They want their half. You work for the government. Most people would consider that extortion. That's like mafioso. I would rather pay the mafia than the government. The mafia would be like, hey, you know, give me 30%. We're all good, Kev. You know, give me 30%. Okay, you know what? Okay, gangster, let's shake hands on it. Don't be coming back. So anyway, Bernie Sanders has been brutalized in social media. People are jumping this dude because he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite selling a system that I researched. I wanted to find out. Is a $15 minimum wage mandatory? Is it successful anywhere? You know what I found? Nothing. St. Louis was going to implement it, and they squashed it. You want to know why? Because they figured it out. It isn't going to work. It is a job killer. It is a poverty producer. That's what it does. Every job is not a $15 or $31,000 a year job. Every job isn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Mueller testimony, huh? Yeah, I know. Went all show without talking about it. I don't look. What do you want me to tell you? I said on another radio program, I said Robert Mueller will stick to the program. I said the Republicans are going to bring up some amazing queries about why Mueller didn't do certain things, and it will make sense. I said that the Democrats will continue to focus on obstruction. I was actually surprised that they did it person by person, these five areas of obstruction. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Five areas of obstruction. You wanting to protect yourself from a crime, and that's considered obstruction. And I was tweeting the entire time, and I said, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, people want to believe what they want to believe, but I will tell you, there's a middle group in America, call them moderates or whatever, and these are people who are watching the Democrats, and they're saying to themselves, I don't recognize this party. This is not how justice should work in America. I know this is happening. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I mean, the Republicans brought up some amazing facts. One of them, for example, was done by Jim Jordan. You gotta love Jim Jordan's questioning of Robert Mueller. And it is centered around Mifsud. And he was saying, is it Mifsud? I think it's Mifsud. And he's saying, you know, it's really funny. This guy bona fide lied three times. And you did nothing. And what was funny to me is how Jim Jordan set him up. Do you remember what? Can you tell us what you said to Mifsud? Can you tell us what you did? I can't answer that. And then Jim Jordan goes, well, you already did, actually. It's in your report. I loved it. You guys want to play the clip? All right, play the clip. You didn't get Jordan's clip? Then why are you telling me to play the clip? Anyway, we don't have the clip. But Jordan essentially says, you indicted Manafort, Flynn, blah, 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 all for lying, but you didn't indict Mifsud. Can you explain that? And I got to tell you, this guy, he looked bad. Mueller looked like Mr. Magoo. Half the time he couldn't find a person who was trying to question him. He's looking up. Where are they? Where are they? The other time, would you repeat the question? And his referring back to the document, which the Democrats were, it was a setup. By the way, on that other radio show, I talked about this. I said what Mueller will do is it'll be orchestrated. I go, it'll be so orchestrated on the left, you can't help but notice it. And certainly that's exactly what it was. It was orchestrated. Every Democrat, we're going to focus on obstruction. But there were so many good clips. Who else did we get anybody? I thought McClintock did a great job against Mueller. I thought Chabot did a great job against Mueller. I thought Armstrong destroyed Mueller. Too many clips to mention. Maybe we'll talk about it. To be honest with you, I'm bored to cover this topic, which is why I didn't want to cover it today. I know all the talk show hosts want to cover it. I'm bored. Because, see, this didn't tell the people like me and you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show that are looking for answers. It didn't really give us any. Mueller hid behind the eight ball, and he's going to go in a pocket soon, trust me. But there were some good commentary. Who do we have? Let's at least, how about Armstrong? I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but how about Armstrong?
The code is recognized. Mr. Mueller, how many people did you fire? How many people on your staff did you fire during the course of the investigation?
How many people
did you fire?
I'm not going to discuss that.
You fired, according to the Inspector General's report, attorney number two was let go, and we know Peter Strzok was let go, correct?
Yes, and there may have been other persons on other issues that have been either transferred or fired.
Peter Strzok testified before this committee on July 12, 2018, that he was fired because you were concerned about preserving the appearance of independence. Do you agree with this testimony?
Say that again, if you could.
He said he was fired at least partially because you were worried about concerned about preserving the appearance of independence with the special counsel's investigation. Do you agree with that statement?
The statement was by whom?
Peter Strzok, at this hearing.
And I am not familiar with that.
Did you fire him because you were worried about the appearance of independence of the investigation?
No, he was transferred as a result of instances involving texts.
Do you agree that your office did not only have an obligation to operate with independence, but to operate with the appearance of independence as well?
Absolutely. We strove to do that over the 2 years.
Andrew Reisman,
part of that was making certain that...
Andrew Weissman's one of your top attorneys?
Yes.
Did Weissman have a role in selecting other members of your team?
He had some role, but not a major role.
Andrew Weissman attended Hillary Clinton's election night party. Did you know that before or after he came onto the team?
Don't know when I found that out.
On January 30th, 2017, Weissman wrote an email to Deputy Attorney General Yates stating, "I am so proud and in awe regarding her disobeying a direct order from the president." Did Weissman disclose that email to you before he joined the team?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
Is that not a conflict of interest?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Are you aware that Ms. Jeannie Rhee represented Hillary Clinton in litigation regarding personal emails originating from Clinton's time as Secretary of State?
Yes.
Did you know that before she came on the team?
No.
Aaron Zeldley, the guy sitting next to you, represented Justin Cooper, a Clinton aide who destroyed one of Clinton's mobile devices. And you must be aware by now that six of your lawyers donated $12,000 directly to Hillary Clinton. I'm not even talking about the $49,000 they donated to other Democrats, just the donations to the opponent who was the target of your investigation.
Can I speak for a second to the hiring practices?
Sure.
We strove to hire those individuals that could do the job. I've been in this business for almost 25 years. And in those 25 years, I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
But that's what I'm saying, Mr. Mueller. This isn't just about you being able to vouch your team. This is about knowing that the day you accepted this role, you had to be aware no matter what this report concluded, half of the country was going to be skeptical of your team's findings. And that's why we have recusal laws that define bias and perceive bias for this very reason. 28 United States Code 528 specifically lists not just political conflict of interest, but the appearance of political conflict of interest. It's just simply not enough that you vouch for your team. The interests of justice demand that no perceived bias exists. I can't imagine a single prosecutor or judge that I have ever appeared in front of would be comfortable with these circumstances where over half of the prosecutorial team had a direct relationship to the opponent of the person being investigated.
Well, let me one other fact that I put on the table, and that is we hired 19 lawyers over the period of time. Of those 19 lawyers, 14 of them were transferred from elsewhere in the Department of Justice. Only five came from outside.
And so half of them had a direct relationship, political or personal, with the opponent of the person you were investigating. And that's my point. I wonder if not a single word in this entire report was changed, but rather the only difference was we switched Hillary Clinton and President Trump. If Peter Strzok had texted those terrible things about Hillary Clinton instead of President Trump, if a team of lawyers worked for, donated thousands of dollars to, and went to Trump's parties instead of Clinton's, I don't think we'd be here trying to prop up an obstruction allegation. My colleagues would have spent the last 4 months accusing your team of being bought and paid for by the Trump campaign, and we couldn't trust a single word of this report. They would still be accusing the president of conspiracy with Russia, and they would be accusing your team of aiding and embedding in that with that conspiracy. And with that, I yield back.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't get the last part. And, you know, while he was trying to flip it. But it was compelling that Mueller, I hired the best people, whatever. It's amazing. Of everybody available to be hired, I want you to think about the statistical probability. If you don't ask about somebody's political preference, the statistical probability of you getting a complete staff of Hillary lovers and Trump haters. Is there not one person on that team that could have been for Trump? I mean, that's a difficult question that Bob Mueller's gonna, you know, somebody's gotta answer. It's like picking a jury and everybody hates the person or loves the person. It just, it's almost a statistical impossibility. Anyway, there were a lot of great questioning by the Republicans, and I believe we now have to wait on the Barr report, which of course Adam Schiff is poo-pooing on right now. But if you guys want to cover this, let me know. We'll cover it again tomorrow. Yeah, gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.